Gershwin's just driving me nuts. Wonderful.
Jim Shaw loves Gershwin and all classical music, really.
I mean, I grew up with it. You know what I mean? Classical music, you bet. I love operas.
He's at the Tobin Center with his wife, Kathleen, enjoying the symphony. But it's early on a Friday, and it's a rehearsal. Jim has dementia. His wife, Kathleen, is his primary caregiver, and this event is part of the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases Memory and Music Program. Melissa Flores is a counselor at the Institute at UT Health San Antonio. She says the San Antonio Symphony partnered with them for this program.
So they've been gracious enough to invite us to come out to one of their open dress rehearsals and inviting this group that doesn't generally get to go out and do some of these events on a regular basis.
Music and live venues all around San Antonio used to be a huge part of the Shaws' lives. They were symphony season ticket holders for decades.
I mean, we used to work for the opera also. What did
volunteer.
We do? Did we do that for 20 or 23
20
years?
20 years we volunteered. We were ushers down at Lila Cockrell and also at the Majestic and a few things they had here when it was the Municipal Auditorium. That goes way back.
But since Jim's diagnosis, Kathleen says they really don't get out that much.
For a cultural event like this, it's really rare, and there's so many logistic difficulties. But that's why this is such a wonderful outlet.
Flores says the Biggs Institute develops this kind of programming for both the person with dementia and for the caregiver.
Preventing some of the caregiver stress and burnout and helping to fight some of the isolation feelings as well.
From the caregiver's perspective, Kathleen Shaw says,
I think it enriches people's lives and it allows them to socialize and to utilize the parts of their brain that really need stimulation.
Flores thinks dementia patients and their caregivers would benefit from participating in more dementia-friendly activities of all kinds. She says it's really not that difficult to make an existing program dementia-friendly.
A few modifications, some trainings, things like that can really make the world of a difference in trying to help fight some of, like I said, these feelings of isolation and just improve this quality of life for a population that is dealing with quite a lot.
The next memory and music event with the San Antonio Symphony is on November 8th. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.